followed Jesus for such a long time that they're so secure in who he is that they just exude joy.
That's really good. Joy, sharing stories, amazing. Anyone from this group over here, or two groups? Nope.
Yeah, we also mentioned joy, but not not a sickly, false joy, but a really deep joy, and with that, you know, a confidence in God and a peacefulness. Not that it's easy always, but that deep sense of peace.
Coming across the other side of the room. James.
Yeah, we said that one of the characteristics we see is people who are very humble and they talk about Jesus rather than themselves all the time, which is great.
I love these stories. If I could sum up all of these comments, it's probably using the word kind of devotion, you know, the singular focus on an other. You see it in their eyes, from my experience, their manner with you, they're loving, there's this sort of deep kindness, right? And you want to hang out with them, they're kind of people that you just want to spend time with. But what makes them different? Is it these special experiences they have with God that maybe we don't have? Is it some practice that makes them more spiritual? Or do they simply have more discipline while all of us watch Netflix? It's difficult to say. We don't have access to them. But perhaps we have access to God more than we think. Maybe we have this golden ticket that they have. Or maybe we just haven't been paying attention. Perhaps it's time to change the way we're thinking about this relationship we have with God. Scientists say that massive change happens all at once or very gradually over time. And perhaps the love with God and our relationship with God is the same. That our desire for these really intense moments with God, our tornadoes, if you will, are less apt than a slow, gentle river of constant experience. That we should be pursuing God that we should pursue God as a sort of gentle flow of exchanges, be they small or large, that builds up over time into this ultimate love, old love. I was watching a couple in the gym the other day. Now, you usually see couples in the gym, never mind interacting. I was having a swim, and they were in the spa, having a lovely chat, sort of sitting close to each other, sharing a joke and a laugh. And you could see that they had this old love. They were attentive. They were engaged. They had history, you could see. Now, history with someone takes time and attention. Two of the rarest commodities, I would argue, in this modern world, right? And we often want to start any change in our lives by sort of just scheduling something. Let's put this in the calendar, or let's aim to do this, or let's take this time to achieve that. I need to do more of this on X day. But I would suggest time and attention is not the correct place to actually start any change in our lives. Our focus should be on becoming connected or interested. In a way, becoming intrigued in the process of forming a relationship with God. We should try asking, what could loving God look like or feel like? I was chatting with one of our home group members the other day, and we were talking about this idea of sort of intentional connection with God during the day, sort of trying to, when we remember, experimenting during the day and leaning into God. And we were sharing examples of doing this. Some of them were sort of turning the radio off in the car and just trying to listen for God, lying in bed after you wake up from sleep, and instead of sort of just bouncing into the day, is sort of just going, I'm here, God. We even sort of tried experimenting with trying to ask God for help during work and when we were facing difficult challenges. And we started to share the way that God was showing up in these situations, and it was truly exciting. Now, it's not science, but let's get practical. And I wonder if in our groups we could get together again and go and ask the question, what have you learned about trying to engage with God during the day? I'm sure there's lots of people here today that have had experience of actually where God has shown up just in your ordinary day. So I'm just talking about outside of those times where you kind of devote time to prayer, those times just where you lean into God. So maybe just in your groups, are you able to answer that question? What have you learned about engaging with God during your day? If you can share a couple of experiences, thanks. We had some good conversation in our group, so I'm going to just run around a bit with the mic and hear some stories. I'm going to come over to Aaron's group over here and Phil, interrupt their conversation. Sorry, guys. So do you have anything you'd like to share, Phil?
One of the things that popped into my mind was in terms of engaging with God, sometimes it's amazing, and sometimes it's just hanging out. And if you expect it to be amazing every time, in a relationship, sometimes you just hang out. You don't have the special time at the spa or whatever all the time. Sometimes you just got to do the darn laundry. And sometimes you got to, do some other errands or fix this or that. And other times you go, let's do this special thing. Let's go. And so that I think in a relationship with God, it's like that. Sometimes it's just really special. And other days, just like, how's it going, God? Or we forget about him. Or, oh, yeah, God, hey, glad to have you here today. Thanks for taking care of me.
That's really great. Thanks, Aaron, for sharing that. I love doing the laundry with God. I'm going to start that. Dan, you want to share anything?
Yeah, I think we were just talking about talking to God and the little things whilst all life was happening. And just when we get breaks, just kind of updating and asking for help with what skills and traits we need in that next bit.
Thanks for that, Danny. This group over here, I'm not going to pick on anyone. Becca, you want to share anything? I'm not going to pick on anyone, but Becca.
Becca. Okay, well, to be fair, I did monopolize the conversation, so this is probably accurate. I was talking a little bit about how I would bring God into my working day when I worked at CAP, and there was a couple of examples of like how he kind of showed up in unexpected ways, and then kind of I then just went off on a tangent and started talking about how that's different in my new job and how I bring God into that through the conversations that I'm able to have with my colleagues. Yeah, so just talked a lot. Sorry.
It's like a common theme as well, which is the second part of the commandment, which is love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's like these conversations are happening in community. You know, it's not this isolated, I'm spending time with God like out in the middle of nowhere. No, there's interaction between people and God at the same time. This group, anybody want to share anything? Not Lauren. Was that you, Bridget?
No.
Do you
want
to share anything?
I was saying how comforting it is just to be able to chat to God, sort of wake up in the middle of the night and got things on your mind, and yeah, it just leaves you feeling really peaceful. And then I was saying sometimes I have a really deep sleep and I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, I've got another day ahead of me. Praise you, God. Thank you.
Love that, Sarah. Anyone over here want to share? You don't have to. We were just sharing in our group. Sometimes it's on the run. Going off for a bit of exercise, engaging with God. I love just what was shared as well in our group, was just being open to being interrupted by God. You know, having your day like all set out is wonderful, and then interruptions happen. Actually, sometimes those are things that God's leading us on. Great. So whether you're looking into faith with God for the first time or you've walked with God for many years, I would suggest that we probably all need to take up a new quest to know God in this way. In between the sort of devoted times, maybe that bookend your day, or maybe you, like me, struggle with your quiet time with God. But how extraordinary would it be for us to kind of start discovering his thoughts and his mind on ordinary things again, to wrestle with God by talking to him, reading the Bible through our friendships and our interactions, our neighbors, to find this kind of new love that would capture our hearts again, to get really interested in our relationship and the process of knowing God. And I think we should probably do this for a very simple reason: to love God, not just for mission or for, you know, justice. And I think in the church we can have lots of these causes that we want to go after. We want to impact our community. But actually, God is calling us simply to love him. And for the same reason he gave his life for us, to be reunited with him. So for the remaining time, as I promised, there's a gift. Okay, and the time I've asked Lauren to and the worship team to sing this new song that I've heard being played over the last couple of months. And I'd like to just have 5 to 10 minutes of letting you spend time with God. As Aaron said, hanging out with God. Now, for some of you, it might be a new experience. Okay? And if that's the case, you are completely safe here. You can close your eyes and check in with yourself. Really, the idea is to just open our ears, to open our hearts, to open our imaginations, and to let God talk. I find that the best way to listen to God is try not to overcomplicate things. Try not to decide, oh, that's God and this is not God. And just let him be with you. So if you want to do that, if you'd like to find some of your own space, we've got lots of chairs throughout the auditorium. If you want to stay where you are, that's fine as well. I would just say, close your eyes. It's the easiest way to get rid of distractions. If you do at any stage want to write something down, there's paper and pens around. But we're just going to listen to the song. We're going to connect with God. And I will, we'll probably close at the end with Cheryl leading us in some communion. But let me just pray. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. We welcome you afresh just into our lives, into our hearts. We just want to hang out with you, Jesus. Like a friend, like an old friend, we just want to catch up. We just want to sit quietly. And so we ask just that you would be with us this afternoon.